Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, joined in studio by San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. It's beautiful out there.
Yeah, it's nice.
Finally feels like spring.
Yeah, well, it's felt like spring a couple days and then reverted back to winter.
So. Well, and I guess it's... it feels like what I would like spring to feel like.
Yeah, that's true.
The fact is, when it's cold and windy and blustery, that should feel like spring because that is spring in the Red Rock Country.
Yes, yes, unfortunately it is, but we persist anyways. So, good deal. Again, it's a good time here in the Red Rock Country this spring. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Lots of different items to discuss this morning, including take a look at the latest out of Monticello City, where members of the Monticello City Council prioritized capital plans, discussed garbage, and received reports on water at their latest meeting. Members of the council continued a discussion from their previous meeting related to capital project outlooks. As part of that discussion, City Manager Caden Kulo showed the projects from last year that had been completed, including the replacing the city garbage truck, replacing city meter readers, and sewer pump repairs at the Hideout Community Center. Kulo also shared that the city had has budgeted to repair the leaking roof at the City Visitor Center. At the City Council meeting on March 12th, members of the council identified a variety of projects. Kulo shared other capital projects that are currently underway, including the Spring Creek Pipeline Project, city sewer repairs, and an airport pavement preservation project. At the meeting on March 26, members of the council identified capital projects to prioritize in the upcoming fiscal year. Members of the council identified the number one need for maintenance at the city being maintenance at the city swimming pool, with number two being the city fire truck and main line. Next on the list, the upkeep and needed improvements at city parks, with pavement of streets such as 500 North identified as the next priority for the upcoming year. Members of the council recognize the list could change as needs arise, but the list also gives city staff direction on how to focus on capital projects. At the meeting, members of the council also received several different reports related to water, including an update on the Spring Creek Water Pipeline Project. Members of the council heard from Jones and DeMille Representative Katie Andrews on the progress of the project, including the remaining steps to prepare the project for construction. Those include a cultural inventory along the proposed path for the pipeline. With that, pipeline or the project timeline is having the design completed by October of this year, but the following winter will likely push construction back to start in late spring, early summer of 2025 to be completed that fall. In other water news, the county heard a report from Public Works Director Nathan Langston. Langston shared that as of March 26, Lloyd's Lake was at 84% capacity. Also shared that the city was at 92% of average accumulated precipitation, with runoff still on the way. All forecasts show another level one green water year, although staff recommended waiting until the April 1st report before planning to set the water rate. Secondary water is tentatively ready to be charged on April 15th, depending on weather conditions. Members of the council also heard several other reports. They also discussed garbage and refuse, and you can read more about that in the latest edition of the San Juan Record, also online at sjrnews.com. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Looks like the Cortez Journal, Bailey Duran for the Journal, has some unofficial results for the 2024 City Council election for the City of Cortez. City of Cortez held its elections for City Council members, and then knowing that official results won't be available for a little over a week, early results show the top four candidates, with 1,300 ballots returned and unofficial results showing that Mayor Rachel Medina received 762 votes, April Randall, 742 votes, Bill Lewis, 703 votes, and current Councillor Robert Dobre, 654 votes. According to voting officials, 5,500 ballots were sent out before the election and 1,300 returned on Tuesday night. In 2022, it was 1,600 returned, which was also less than 2020's total of 1,700. Official results will be available after missing and remaining ballots are tabulated and ballot signature verification is complete. You can read more about those members in the lead in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com.
Seems like those races are close enough that it's not definitive yet who won the race.
Yep. We don't know for certain, but those four are the top right now, and so you can learn a little bit more about them. Interesting to see voting gone down too over the past couple of years there in municipal elections. But I'll tell you, as not a Colorado resident, April 2nd election date certainly snuck up on me.
Yeah. I mean, we're used to having as many elections as absolutely possible on general election day in November.
With primaries in June often. But interesting. Results unofficial, and I know that Mancos also had an election yesterday as well. We'll see if we can track down some of those results. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, San Juan County Sheriff's Office shared they picked up a couple dogs near the Mexican Hat Rock area on March 31st. They're in the pound waiting for their owners to claim them. They've got photos online if you want to take a look. If you're missing your dogs from Mexican Hat area, they're at the Monticello Pound. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on 92.7.
Saturday, April 13th, New Mexico's premier mixed martial arts organization, Fight World Combat Sports, presents Fight World 34, live at Ute Mountain Casino. A spectacular night of live mixed martial arts featuring Carlos Pacheco, Austin Ford, Gabe Benelli, Sterling Woods, and many more. Doors open at 6, fight 7 p.m. Visit UteMountainCasino.com for more information. Don't miss Fight World 34, Saturday, April 13th at Ute Mountain Casino. Fight World Combat Sports, where anything can happen.
Tucked away in the heart of Moab, Utah, your little slice of quilting heaven awaits. With over 1,300 bolts of fabric, Canyonland Quilts is every quilter's dream come true. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, our store is the place to be for all your quilting needs. Don't miss out. Drop by and let your creativity soar. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Moab Business Park and 24/7 at CanyonlandQuilts.com. See you soon and happy quilting.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatia, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, 9:19 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area, including some Political news that Bill's got for us.
Yeah, last week local political parties held their county nominating conventions in San Juan County as delegates selected their preference for the primary election ballot. The full 100% of the Republican delegates attended the convention and did a variety of businesses. For the first district spot on the San Juan County Commission, Eric Grover and Lori Mon advanced to the June 25th primary with the support of county delegates. In addition, a petition by candidate Doug Allen has been verified, and he will also be on the primary election ballot. Candidate Lloyd Wilson did not advance, and Cheryl Bowers withdrew her candidacy for the commission spot. Of course, the candidates seek to succeed incumbent Bruce Adams on the county commission. In other Republican races in San Juan County, assessor candidates Will McFarland and Rick Meyer, and treasurer candidates Vint DeGraw and Glennis Pearson will be on the primary election ballot. Meyer and Pearson are incumbent candidates. In addition, the Democratic Party met. 17 of the 24 delegates were there on March 28th. They selected Stacy Still as the party candidate for the San Juan County recorder position. Scott Christensen said he's secured signatures to earn a spot on the ballot, but they hadn't been turned in as of the press deadline. Delegates for the state party will meet in convention on April 27th to consider candidacies for state and federal offices. And then, of course, the general elections on Tuesday, November 5th.
Very good. Thanks for that.
5 months away.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming up. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got some other news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Pretty interesting report. Dolores County Sheriff's Office putting out a press release related to an event that happened on March 28th around 5 p.m. when Dolores County Sheriff's Dispatch was notified by Cortez Police Dispatch of a pursuit involving individuals who were involved with shooting high-power guns in the Toyoak, Colorado area. Headed towards the Dolores County area. Attempts to contact the individuals and searching for them. Eventually, Dolores County Sheriff's Department did find and make contact with those individuals at a camping site at the Bradford Bridge camping area in the Lone Dome areas. They went to the Bradford Bridge campsite area, where they encountered the vehicle and matched the description given. It was stopped in the middle of the road, and Dolores County Sheriff's Office personnel initiated a felony stop and waited for backup. All individuals inside the vehicle were instructed to exit the vehicle one at a time, and all individuals were secured and patrol vehicles without further incident. So interesting event there. They found a high-powered AK-47 style rifle, handgun, several high-capacity magazines, rifle, rated body armor, and evidence of narcotics distribution. So that's a release there from the Dolores County Sheriff's Office. So glad no one was hurt in that. And the incident is being investigated by the Montezuma County Narcotics Investigation Team. So interesting report there. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, which means we've got the latest edition of the San Juan Record right at Bill's fingertips.
Yes, it's here in the studio at the office. We're getting it sent out. Of course, if you have an online subscription, it arrived in your email at 5 a.m. this morning. Have a big paper, a lot of information in here. The San Juan School District has decided that they are not changing the site of the new Belanning Elementary School. David read that story yesterday. Two were killed in a head-on collision in Monument Valley on March 25th. That's our lead story, and a tragic story of two families who lost family members in this tragic accident just north of the Arizona line between Douglas Mesa and Forrest Gump Hill. Edge of the Cedars is going to host a big eclipse event. Of course, there's this solar eclipse that's coming up on Monday. We're not in the zone of totality like we were a few months ago, but it'll still be a significant eclipse. Monticello and Blanding City Council had meetings, and we discuss, and the paper includes stories about that. A lot going on. Donation of land expands the Bluff Preserve that was started just last year. Big investment from USDA in the Tapahaw solar farm at Red Mesa, which is really going to be a great project down there. We've got a few letters to the editor, a story by Mary Palmer in her notes from Westwater. She really always has some interesting experiences that she writes about. High school sports are well underway. Baseball, softball, golf, soccer. We've got it all in the San Juan Record this week. And really have a nice story by Janet Wilcox about San Juan High School, retired San Juan High School art teacher Tony Wojak, and the impact he had on students and in developing some pretty storied artists in the area. So you can pick up the paper. It's at newsstands. If you have subscriptions, it'll be arriving soon. Our back page is the San Juan High School girls golf team. It's having a great year to start.
Well, very good. Yeah, another packed edition. You can get it throughout the area. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at an interesting event announced by Navajo Nation First Lady Jasmine Blackwater Nigrin. They're holding an event celebrating all babies born between April 2023 and April 2024 in the first ever Navajo Nation Welcome Baby Celebration that will be held on Thursday, April 18th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 at the Fighting Scouts Event Center in Fort Defiance, Arizona. Registration is available. First 200 babies that fully complete the registration will receive a giveaway items at the event. So it's sounds like an interesting event there for all Navajo babies born between April 2023 and April 2024. The event in Fort Defiance on April 18th. So kind of interesting there. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
Yes, we have a couple to announce. Services for Barbara Hall Pearson begin at 10:30 on Saturday morning at the Monticello Cemetery. And a celebration of life for Claudia Bissett, age 70 of Moab, will be held on Saturday, April 13th at 2 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Did you know a nuclear power plant needs just 2.2 pounds of uranium to produce as much energy as 3 million pounds of coal? Energy Fuels White Mesa Mill in Blanding is becoming America's hub for a clean and reliable energy future. They're revolutionizing the way we power our world by harnessing the incredible energy contained in naturally occurring uranium to fuel clean, carbon-free nuclear power. Visit energyfuels.com to see how they're energizing tomorrow.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related: vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques, and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions. Ride them in Rawhide.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, 9:30 a.m.
And that song we just heard, A Horse With No Name by America, was the number one song in the land 52 years ago today, 1972.
It's a good song.
It's an awesome song. It was originally called the Desert Song. Horse With No Name was banned by quite a few U.S. radio stations because they thought there were a lot of drug references in there. I had to go back and listen to it. The lyrics threw people off. The heat was hot. And, you know, but the heat was hot.
Yeah.
There were plants and birds and rocks and things. And because there ain't no one for to give you no pain. They thought were drug references. Maybe they were. I don't know. But, man, it's 52 years later. It's just as good as it was when it was released.
Yeah.
Great song. Pony Express started on this day in 1860. Of course, this is right before the Civil War started. Went 1,800 miles. This idea of let's just have riders out there carrying the mail. It only lasted a few years, but it certainly captured the imagination of people. And the Pony Express, serious, its reputation lasted much, much longer than the actual carrying of mail. On this day in 1948, the Marshall Plan was implemented. It was U.S. policy to rebuild Europe and Japan after fighting against them in World War II. Makes me proud to be an American. Not only how we won the war, but also how we won the peace. So Marshall Plan is a pretty cool thing. On this day in 1996, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was arrested. Today's National Chocolate Mousse Day. Man, anything chocolate is good, and chocolate mousse is particularly good. A lot of birthdays today. Acting legend Marlon Brando was born on this day 100 years ago today. Of course, incredible success. Streetcar Named Desire in the Godfather trilogy. He died in 2004. Actress Doris Day was born on this day in 1922, so she'd be 102. She just passed away a couple of years ago. Nominated for an Academy Award for Pillow Talk that she starred in with Rock Hudson. It was Debbie Reynolds' birthday 2 days ago, and I always get the two confused. Debbie Reynolds and Doris Day kind of melded in my mind as I was a kid growing up, but both great actresses. Actor Adam Scott from The Office is 51 years old, and David Hyde Pierce is 65 years old today. Tony Orlando was born on this day, and 1944, and Eddie Murphy is 63 years old today. One more birthday. Iron Eyes Cody was born on this day in 1904. He died in 1999 at the age of 94. He was famous in movies for playing Native Americans and probably most famous for these commercials, the Keep America Beautiful commercials that ran in the 70s. That was Iron Eyes Cody. After he died, it became known that he was of Italian ancestry. Was not a Native American, but he made his whole career playing Native Americans. But anyway, Iron Eyes Cody, what a guy. Local birthdays today for Angie Hugentobler, Kara Getter, Jackie Anderson Pugh, Colby Young, and Anita Montgomery. If you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. So I did go ahead and look up because I was curious now. I looked up a little bit about a horse with no name. I guess horse was a slang term for heroin, so that's why the concern. Oh, okay. But the writer talked about, Dewey Bunnell, who said that he remembered his childhood travels through the Arizona and New Mexico desert when his family lived at Vandenberg Air Force Base. He also said that the horse with no name was a metaphor for a vehicle to get away from life's confusion into a quiet, peaceful place.
Wow. So it was the Red Rock Country that influenced Horse with No Name, not heroin.
Yep. Come on, that makes sense if you listen to it.
Yeah. Because there ain't no one for it to give you no pain.
Yeah, if you've been, and they also talk about some of the other influence, including Salvador Dali's painting of a hot desert, that as an influence, a visual influence. So,
after 3 days in the desert sun, that'll do it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it will. Very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, and glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. We've got more for you. We've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonus. bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist and an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including Environmental Health Director, a full-time Economic Development Specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomah role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Don't miss the Cortez Gun Show, April 19th through 21st at the Montezuma County Fairgrounds. Vendors from all over the Four Corner states will be on hand showcasing a wide array of products for gun enthusiasts. Admission is $5 per day. Kids under 12 get in free with an adult. Doors open at 4 p.m. on Friday, 9 a.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. on Sunday. It's Montezuma County's original and traditional gun show, sponsored by the Four Corners Rifle and Pistol Club. The Cortez Gun Show, April 19th through 21st at the Montezuma County Fairgrounds. For more info, call 970-529-3747 or visit CortezGunShow.com.
Memory Telcom is Southeastern Utah's source for reliable high-speed internet. Now we're awarding $2,000 college scholarships to high school seniors from Grand and San Juan counties and Dove Creek, Colorado. The goal is to provide financial aid to students who have demonstrated strong academics, community involvement, and a desire to further their education. Applicants must be an Emory Telcom customer, a citizen or legal resident of the United States, and have a grade point average of 3.0 or higher. Applications are due by April 8th. Mailed applications must be postmarked by April 8th. For full details, rules, and an application, visit emorytelcom.com. Scroll over the Community tab and click Scholarships.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, 9:45 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. It's Wednesday, which means we've got Rhett Sifford in studio to do the sports report. How are we doing today, Rhett?
I'm all right. I rolled in here on a horse with no name, so
wow.
I'm ready to go. So,
well, well, hopefully we can find a name for your horse. Before
and who knows what that really means.
Yeah. Well, I can tell the listeners it doesn't appear that Red is under the influence of anything.
I'm looking lucid, huh?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to cue you up.
All right. Yeah, we got yesterday was actually our busiest day of the week, and like you guys alluded to a little bit earlier on in the show, everything's in full swing now as far as spring sports go. Spring breaks are in the past for both states, Utah and Colorado. So teams are in their full schedule at this point. Colorado is a couple weeks behind Utah, but everybody's in action at this point. We had a nice little couple local showdowns yesterday on the baseball diamond. Dove Creek swept Nucla in a doubleheader, 11-2 and 15-5. So Dove Creek had their way there over their local rivals. On the softball diamond, it was San Juan over Monticello, 20-0. And so those were the two matchups, at least in location, for our local teams going against each other. We had a couple region doubleheaders for San Juan and Monticello baseball, and that's in the 2A East. It's kind of hard to keep track of. In baseball, it's the 2A East for our teams. In softball, it's a 2A Central. I'm not sure how our teams are in a Central division. It's just how they call them, I guess. Nobody's close to us, so our regions are always some other place in the state. But San Juan sweeping Gunnison Valley yesterday, 13-5 and 4-0. And their region doubleheader in Monticello got close. I think that it was that first game, North Sevier beat Monticello 1-0. So that's a bit of a shock to me.
Wow.
So it must have been a pitcher's duel. I don't know what all happened there. But then in the second game, North Sevier on top of the Buckaroos 19-5. So the Bucks got close to what would have been a pretty major upset, I think, there. On the soccer field yesterday, our last couple games to report from yesterday, a couple one-goal losses, unfortunately, for our teams. Grand losing at Millard 3-2, and San Juan losing at South Sevier 2-1. So a couple of close games, but no cigar for our teams yesterday. Today we've got Grand County is at North Summit, so they stay on the they're on the road today for a 2A East doubleheader at North Summit. That's a long road trip for them all the way up to Colville.
Yeah.
We've got some golf today. Monticello is at the Lakeside Golf Course in Layton. And then boys tennis, that'll be a local matchup between local rivals. San Juan is at Grand today, so a short trip there for the San Juan tennis team. Just want to take a look at some RPIs early on in the season, of course. But here in Utah, the baseball RPI is out, and San Juan is now up to third place in that RPI with a 10-4 record after the win yesterday. Grand County is fifth, 8-6, and Monticello is bringing up the rear. They're in 15th with an 0-6 record. It's kind of funny. The softball RPI in Utah is going to come out right after we're done with the morning show today, so that is unavailable. But San Juan has a 4-3 record. Grand County is 4-4, and Monticello 0-5 in the 2A Utah softball division. And then boys soccer RPI is going to be released tomorrow on my birthday. I'm turning 48 tomorrow, so
happy birthday!
That's exciting, but not exciting at the same time.
You have to send an email to the Red Rock.
I know. I got to get on the list. I was talking with Bill about that. Boys soccer, Grand County, pretty good so far. They're 5-2. San Juan, of course, with the upset win over Gunnison Valley, has one win this year, but they're 1-6. Again, that's boys soccer. Colorado does, they're a little bit more steady on their RPI. So their RPI has been out for a couple weeks now, and it'll stay out for the whole year. On the baseball side, 3A, Montezuma Cortez is 23rd with a 4-5 record. 3A girls soccer, the Lady Panthers are 54th with an 0-3 record. And then in 1A baseball, Dove Creek is up to 11 now with a 3-2 record. Nucla, who they beat yesterday in two games, is 22nd with a 2-5 record. That's Colorado 1A baseball. So that's just kind of a brief look. We don't have as many RPI standings as we do in the fall. There's a lot of RPI rankings in the fall with football, volleyball. There is some baseball, girls soccer, boys soccer. But it's a little bit more simple to follow the RPI in the winter and spring sports. So just a brief look at the RPI. And, of course, things are going to get, you know, more in-depth as we continue on. We're still a bit early in seasons, but things are really starting. We're starting to see how things are going to be shaping up a little bit as baseball teams specifically in Utah are probably about halfway through the season now. So,
yeah,
I got a couple games today with Grand County region games, some golf today, some boys tennis. So wish those teams well. That's what's happening in these last couple days. High school sports in southeastern Utah, southwestern Colorado.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Rhett.
Sure.
That's awesome. And yeah, since you probably won't be on air tomorrow, just want to say happy birthday to you.
Thank you
for tomorrow. And you do a lot of great work for us with us. And happy. Hope you have a nice day.
I know my young boys have a big party planned for me. So
there you go. That's always the best.
Yeah.
That's the best. Well, very good. Well, let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Yesterday, the Denver Nuggets beating the San Antonio Spurs 110-105. Utah Jazz falling to the Cleveland Cavaliers 129-113. Tonight, looks like the Phoenix Suns are hosting Cleveland. That tips off at 8 o'clock. Taking a look at our other regional teams, Major League Baseball underway. Diamondbacks are 4-2, second in the NL West. They beat the Yankees yesterday 7-0, and they'll play them today at 1:40 p.m. as the opening pitch. They're in Phoenix, and the Colorado Rockies, they're 1-5, and they are in Chicago today, that opening pitch at 5:40. They lost to the Cubs yesterday 12-2. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.